Welcome to Positive Impact with Andrew Schultz.
Comparison is the death of joy. Mark Twain. As creators, artists, leaders, healers, connectors, influencers, there is nothing that kills our creativity more than comparison. Comparing ourselves to others and thinking, why them? Why not me? This zero sum, I win, you lose, or they win, I lose mentality kills more dreams and desires than anything else. Comparison makes us feel inadequate, deflated, and can lead to low self-esteem. I know because I'm in it and have been in it. And there is a better way. By shifting our perspective to, if they can do it, why can't I? In fact, other people give us permission and show us what's possible, which we can use for inspiration. This win-win mentality, I win, you win, we all win, an abundance mindset is so much healthier and more productive. I think of Roger Bannister running the first sub 4-minute mile in 1954. Experts said it could not be done. The human body cannot run that fast for that short a period of time. Since then, 1,497 others have also run a mile in under 4 minutes. Those 1,497 people used Roger Bannister as inspiration. He showed them what was possible and gave them permission to go after their dream. I think of Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Firestone, J.P. Morgan, Andrew Carnegie, these titans of industry who helped build our country. These visionaries and inventors and leaders who literally changed history by not comparing themselves to others. Instead, they ran their own race, they stayed in their own lane, and their work inspired millions and millions of people and created millions and billions of dollars of wealth for them and their generations of family. In fact, many of these guys were friends who inspired each other. They fed off of each other. They inspired creativity because of their proximity to one another, to new perspectives, and leveraged what others were doing to inspire their own work, which sparked unprecedented levels of creativity, which changed our country's and the world's history. These men didn't say, why them? Why not me? These men said, if they can do it, why can't I? We get to make this choice each and every day. The zero sum, I win, you lose, or you win, I lose mentality, which drives us to bitterness and despair, or the win-win mentality, which says, I win, you win, we all win, which propels us onward and upward. I chose Mark Twain's quote, comparison is the death of joy, because I believe it literally kills our creativity and joy more than anything else. Comparison. Versus Teddy Roosevelt, who famously said, comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is the death of joy because it kills more dreams. It kills our creativity. It kills our joy more than anything else. So the question is, will we choose zero sum? Why them? Why not me? Or win-win mentality says, if they can do it, why can't I? To use as inspiration to show us what's possible, and gives us permission to take massive action in the direction of our goals and dreams and desires. We get to make the choice each and every day. So for me, my choice that I'm making in this moment and going forward is, if they can do it, why can't I? And celebrate those who are doing rad things and creating a positive impact and changing history and following their heart and helping others, inspiring hope, making a difference. Using that as an abundance mindset, that there is plenty to go around. You win, I win, we all win. And to celebrate each other, to support each other, empower each other, acknowledge each other, which leads to much more creativity, productivity, improved health and wellness, deeper and more meaningful relationships and connections, more purpose, more freedom, more courage, more perseverance. And most importantly, more love. Appreciate everybody listening. Please share this episode if it had a positive impact on your life. Please share so we can spread hope and inspire others in more communities, in more places. I appreciate everybody listening. Sending everybody lots of love, positive vibes, and big hugs. Until next time.